Genesis 17, verse 1. And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless. You know, zero is such a discouraging word. In our bank account balance, on our report card, on our gas gauge in the middle of the desert. And yet, Abram had been learning for 99 years that he was a zero, that we are all zeros. He and Sarah could not produce a child. And even when he prostituted his marriage to get a child, Ishmael was not a promise of living hope. For he also was a sinner subject to death. Zero times zero is absolutely zero. Sinners can only produce children of flesh, born in sin, subject to grief and death. For we are by nature in rebellion against God. And so, a promise of living hope, a new birth, can only come, John 1 tells us, not by our blood, not by our will, the will of our flesh or the will of man, but of God. But of God. And so, 3 times 0 is 144,000. Because, you see, 3 represents our triune God of life. And while man cannot multiply nothingness times something and get something good, it's God's specialty. From creation, He has been taking nothing and making what is good and perfect from it. He had promised to do that with Abram. He had promised a child of hope. And yet they'd waited 24 years and that child had not come. And yet, by waiting, God revealed that man's reproductive system, man's best ideas, man's greatest works cannot produce a promise of living hope. Only God can. And so He reveals Himself in our text to Abram and to us as that promise of living hope. He uses a name for Himself in this verse that had not previously been recorded in the Bible. El Shaddai. El. That Creator who makes good things out of nothing. Shaddai, the one who nourishes life. And so El Shaddai, the God of life and nourishment, now produces the 144,000. He commands what only He can create and nourish. Walk before me and be blameless. According to Revelation 7, the 144,000 represent the great multitude of those who are clean, who are blameless, the saved. A number, it says, that no one can know. How are they created and nourished, kept blameless? Only by God's promise of grace. You have been saved by His blood. That promise is also the nourishment for Christ's creation, His church. And the Lord has not put us on a restricted diet. There are over 7,500 promises given to you in the Bible. The Lord wants you to embrace them. El Shaddai causes His promises to abound to you, even as to Abram. Our text is followed by 4 specific promises to Abram, and each one of them has also abounded unto you. Verse 2, I will make my covenant. What covenant? The covenant of salvation. That the Savior was going to be born through one of Abram's descendants to be a blessing to all the nations of the world. Well, Jesus came and He kept that covenant. And He has thus said to you, my son, your sins have been forgiven. Be of good cheer. Abram fell down on his face in thanksgiving. Shouldn't we? Verse 4, the second promise. You shall be a father of many nations. God didn't have to wait for him to even have the first child. His promise is absolutely certain. It will not fail. He changes his name right then. You're Abraham, the father of many. And hasn't he shown that certainty to you? Ephesians 1. You have obtained the inheritance. My promise will not fail. Thirdly, verse 6. Kings will come from you. David, Solomon, and their line, but that wasn't all. Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who assures you that in Him, you are also kings. For He says to all who believe in Him, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Yes, He has given you the gospel so that you can rule with Him. He's washed you in His own blood, Revelation 1 says, to make you kings. Kings. So that covered with His blood and righteousness, you indeed are walking with Him blameless. And fourthly, verse 7, this is an everlasting covenant. And has not Jesus said to you, I will never leave you nor forsake you? So that with all boldness you can say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Zero. You know, it is also a very encouraging number. Zero, the account balance in sin before God through Jesus. Zero, the number of enemies that can oppose you in Christ Jesus. Zero, the number of times that God fails to nourish you. The Creator of life and nourishment is giving you the promise of living hope. Walk before me and be blameless by holding on to my promise. 3 times 0 is 144,000. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 471, stanzas 1 and 6. 471, 1 and 6.